Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. This week's show features an interview with a dog trainer who is planning to use his RV to travel throughout his market area to put on training seminars for pet owners. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, Work Camper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it is to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year membership options open the door to one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original resource for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with the community of work campers, and peruse resources compiled by experts who have been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, a diamond or platinum membership with Work Camper News is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. Dan Ross is a professional dog trainer from Southern California who has been in business for 6 years. He has developed a way to communicate with dogs that has become a second nature to him, and he shares that knowledge with other pet owners and hopes they'll bond more closely with their own dogs. In fact, he specializes in working with very aggressive dogs and claims to be able to rehabilitate any dog within a few weeks to 2 months, more than 95% of the time. He is renting RVs when he needs them at the moment, but is planning to purchase one soon. In Dan's part of California, storing an RV can be difficult and expensive, so renting is likely a more viable option. He meets with clients for one-hour training sessions over a period of several weeks. Both the dog and the owner need training to learn how to communicate with each other. Dan explains that dogs respond to the energy presented by humans, and especially their body language. So he shows pet owners how to express their body language properly around dogs in order to show leadership over the pet. Dan charges around $145 per session, depending upon the type of dog and level of aggressive behavior. He may charge up to $250 for a few sessions to help control really aggressive dogs. He encourages pet owners to properly socialize their dogs around other animals and humans early in the animal's life in ways that provide positive experiences for the dogs during their vital imprint weeks. That shapes their worldview of people and other animals. Dan is looking to identify organizations he can partner with so that he can drive into a location, such as a church, and conduct seminars in the parking lots. He's hoping to do some seminars in campgrounds as well. He offers some really good advice to pet owners on things to do to make RV travel more favorable for dogs, especially for controlling barking in campground settings. To tell us more about his business and his training philosophy, please welcome professional dog trainer Dan Ross to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Dan. I really appreciate you taking the time to do it. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're at, and what you're doing.
Well, I'm a professional dog trainer. I've had this business about 6 years, but I've been training dogs pretty much all my life. When I was a kid, even at 9 or 10 years old, all my dogs were Frisbee dogs. They were all off leash. It was always a second nature for me to have dogs and be with dogs and communicate with dogs. So anyway, I'm very happy what I'm doing now. I live in South County, California. The weather's awesome here, so I've been here over 35 years. I'm a Navy veteran, so I was in the Navy for 4 years. I was a weapons handler in the Navy. Traveled the world, but I haven't really traveled much of the U.S. I've been all over the West Coast, but not the East Coast. So,
okay.
One of my things on my bucket list is to travel in an RV across the U.S.
I understand that you have been using an RV for much of your life, though.
Yes. Yes, off and on. I actually lived out of an RV for a year or so. We as a family, I was married 20 years. We were always renting RVs and going places for 2 to 3 weeks. One of my favorite trips was going up and down the West Coast, up through Oregon and in the bottom parts of Washington, all the way up and all the way back. That was one of my better trips.
Did you follow U.S. Highway 1?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a beautiful road. A little bit windy, especially if you have a bigger RV, but it's just gorgeous scenery.
It was awesome. The only tricky part is I had a very big Class A RV, and getting over the Golden Gate Bridge was very scary. I had about a half inch on each side of the RV. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Is that right? And I'm sure with the wind blowing off the coast too, it was kind of a white knuckle experience, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That's neat. What kind of RV do you have now?
Right now I don't have one. I'm renting RVs.
Okay.
I've been looking at the prices and so forth, and it's just more cost effective to rent one right now until this COVID thing blows over and I can do more traveling, and then I will purchase one.
Mm-hmm. So as a dog trainer, how do you make your money?
Well, I specialize in rehabilitating aggressive and fearful dogs. It's probably 70% of the work I do. They're 1 hour training sessions, and typically my clients will have 3 or 4 sessions with me, and we'll fix all the problems that they have and get them on the way to getting their dog to be an advanced trained dog. Any dog training is a process, but I give them all the tools and get them off to a really good start so that they can continue that training and get the dog to be a well-balanced and advanced trained dog over within the next year. Usually the dog will be spot on.
Is that right? Even a very aggressive dog?
Sure. If they follow the protocol I give them and they do it a little bit each day, usually within a week to 2 months, we can totally rehabilitate 95% of those dogs.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. And so eventually you hope to be doing this on the road, traveling around and giving seminars?
Yeah. I thought it was a unique idea, but I found out there's one other dog trainer that's already been doing this. And this gentleman is going around and holding seminars. It's an interactive seminar where people come, they bring their dogs. He gives a presentation, a general presentation, then he addresses certain issues that the people have with their dogs, and they all kind of participate and watch. It's pretty awesome. This day and age with social media, it gives us the opportunity to set things up in advance, get people to register and sign up, and then when you get there, you can just dive right in. The people have a certain time that they meet with us. We set up a spot to meet, and we do our thing. So it's pretty awesome. I haven't done it yet, but I'm already set up and almost ready to go to do it on my own. As soon as this COVID thing blows over, I'm going to be doing that on a small scale and start doing it on a larger scale.
That sort of thrill.
I've actually taught.
Yeah, that whole COVID thing kind of threw a wrench into a lot of people's plans.
Sure. Even just this week, I'm trying to do a little RV thing to visit my family, and you know, everything's closed, so I got to be creative and you know, boondock and do some things. I've even it's on my list now. I'm going to call a church and see if I can park in their parking lot to spend the night in my RV in their mm-hmm. parking lot. So you got to be creative, but you know, I'm very creative and persistent, so I usually make things happen.
Okay, very good. I can imagine that some campgrounds would be willing to host you to come into their facility to provide a seminar to teach people how to better manage aggressive dogs or any dogs. I mean, that's a big problem in campgrounds is dogs. And so anything you can do to help RVers have a better relationship with their dogs and result in a better situation with their pets, I think would be welcome in our industry.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Have you given any thoughts to where you'd like to begin?
Well, I'm going to probably start out in my local area here in Southern California. And my son lives in San Luis Obispo, so that'd be a good place to start. And then probably going to do some things in possibly Arizona. And, you know, in the local states around here is what I would be doing.
So, I understand you want to get back east.
Yeah, that's going to be the ultimate goal is to travel all over the U.S. and do it. And I can either do these seminars or I can do personal training, which I do a lot of now here, one-on-one coaching with people and their families. Because really, in dog training, 80% of it is training the human, because the dogs, they respond to energy. And the people, most people, even though they even had dogs before, they're not really good at expressing their body language properly so the dog understands what you want, or to show leadership to the dog so that he'll respect, your wishes or commands. So a lot of the personal training, I can give one-on-one advice and actually show them how to do that, how to present your body language properly so the dog will really follow your lead and know what you want from them.
Okay. And how much do you charge for this kind of service?
The standard dog training for obedience training is about $145 per session, give or take $10 or $15, depending on the dog. And then the aggression rehabilitation training is more, because there's more risk. That will range anywhere from $190 to $250 per session. But they only typically need three or four sessions. So.
Really? You can completely retrain a dog, an aggressive dog, in 3 to 4 sessions?
The way it works with the aggressive dogs, I'd say 50% of them within the end of that 3rd or 4th session, they're cured and they're not aggressive anymore. And the other 50% might take another month of follow-up work with the owner to complete it, because they need to get out and meet a lot of dogs. It's anytime you retrain your brain or an animal's brain, it takes a lot of repetition and consistency to get them to think differently. So sometimes the 3 or 4 weeks isn't quite enough. And then, you know, again, a lot of it depends on the human. If they're not going out and doing the protocol I give to them and meet as many dogs as they're supposed to each day, then it takes longer too. So a lot of it really relies on the owner.
Right. I would imagine that would be the case. When you're training the dogs, what causes a dog to be aggressive in the first place?
Most dogs that are aggressive, it's because of socialization issues. When they were puppies, the owners did not socialize them properly. And a properly socialized dog is a dog that's gone out and seen anywhere from 100 to 200 people and dogs within a month or so. And it's been a positive experience for the dog. Once that puppy experiences all those people and dogs as a positive experience in that short period of time, that's how they view the world. Between 8 weeks and 22 weeks of age, that's the imprint years. Those puppies, what they experience is how they view the world. So that's how critical it is to socialize your puppies properly. And when they're not socialized properly, dogs resort to their instincts, and it's usually aggression, but it can be fear also.
Mm-hmm. And what's the difference between aggression and fear?
Well, you can have dogs that are fearful and they kind of lash out in aggression because of the fear. And then you just have dogs that are they've been traumatized and pounced on or bullied or whatever, and then they just immediately start to become aggressive all the time because they just basically are defending, that they feel they're defending themselves.
Okay. How do you market this business?
I do it through Craigslist. A lot of it is just referral. I have a veterinarian facility that refers me exclusively. In fact, that's where I do most of my training at. They have an outdoor yard where we train. Then I also have some ads that I run in on Bing AdWords. But that's pretty much all I do. And I have more work than I really want or need. I've actually turned down work sometimes.
So when you this COVID thing ends and you can hit the road again, what you'll do is you'll set up these seminars like weeks in advance and market in that particular area and then just show up. Is that what the plan is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, super. And does that mean you'll have to return to an area every week or so to do the training, or would you just stay and park in one area for a month to provide that initial training burst, I guess?
Well, there'll be a couple different scenarios. If it's a one-time seminar where people meet and they bring their dogs and we just cover everything in that 2 or 3 hour seminar, that'll be a one-time deal. If I do some personal training up there, then I would set up personal training in a few cities in around that area. And then within a week or 2 or 3 weeks, I would go back and visit those individual people or cities.
Okay, that's fair enough. And so having an RV will be very helpful for you.
Yeah, there's really, if I had to do hotels and all that, it would be very expensive and very cumbersome to try to, because I got equipment I have to carry with me. Not a lot, but I got some equipment. And I have my two dogs. My dogs are, I got a Australian Blue Heeler and a Belgian Malinois. They're advanced trained dogs. They know about 20 to 30 tricks. They've actually won awards. So I use them in my training. The aggressive dogs, I use them as decoys or examples. Dogs follow a lot of the other dogs' energy. So when they see a calm, a confident dog, the other dog a lot of times will follow their lead and mirror their energy.
Mm-hmm.
So my dogs are a big part of my training.
I understand that being in an RV literally saved you. A couple of years ago, you had some sort of illness that the RV helped you recover from.
Yeah, having a chemical sensitivity, which was a disease that I had, you could call it a disease, it's a condition, but it's a condition you get from being overexposed to chemicals or mold or something like that, and then your body just gets very sensitized to it. Just as a dog can smell 40 times stronger than we can smell, a person's body can also get conditioned where their organs or their senses can be intensified just like a dog's like that. When you get that chemical sensitivity, my nose and my thinking were as sensitive as an example as a dog's with as far as smelling those chemicals. And I would get extremely ill when I would smell those chemicals. So having an RV allowed me to get an RV, keep it clean with baking soda, and you know, that way I could live in it and not be sick and be able to survive.
Mm-hmm. Is it something you can recover from, or will you be dealing with this for the rest of your life?
Well, I've recovered from it. I retrained my brain. I went through a program called DNRS, where they basically retrain your brain. What happens when you get that sick with an environmental illness, your brain gets stuck in what's called a trauma loop. Your amygdala, the fight or flight part of your brain, becomes so damaged because you're constantly in that fight or flight mode that it gets stuck. And unless you can break that trauma loop, your mind and your body are always body checking, and you're in that state all the time. So what it does is it sucks the life out of all your other organs, because you're using all your energies being focused on, you know, observing your environment and trying to stay away from them chemicals, you stay sick and you can't get well because your body just doesn't have the energy to process the normal healing organs of your body or lymph nodes or whatever else is involved in healing your body. It's all drained, so your body can't heal. So in that program, we basically started thinking differently and generating good brain chemicals, and then my body started to heal itself. And so I've been healed for 5-6 years now.
That's neat. So you were able to just live in your RV in that environment, and that was enough to retrain your brain. With some other things, of course, that you had to do.
There was a point where my mom helped me, and we did get a home that she cleaned up for me. So I was not in the RV the whole time, but part of the time I was.
And when you were RVing, what were some of the favorite places you've been to?
When you said I was RVing, is that what you said?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Up along the coast, we went, I think it was the Kings Canyon. Anyway, the redwoods up there along the coast. That was awesome. Rogue River, we went through the Rogue River. And there was a couple other rivers up in Oregon we went to. That was just amazing. So I love the coast. I love trees. Lake Powell is always a favorite. The Grand Canyon. So we did all that with the RV. Plus I went up to the Grand Tetons up there out of Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great adventure too. So those are some of my favorite places that I've been to.
Let me ask you kind of a professional question as it relates to pets. Is there something that RV owners can do with pets to make them more comfortable in the RV and help them to enjoy the experience?
If you're going to get a pet that's not a working breed that has to have a lot of exercise. So a lot of people make the mistake, they get dogs just because they're cute. And if it's in a high intensity breed, like a border collie or a Belgian Malinois or a golden retriever, even some of the labs, those dogs really need a lot of exercise. But if you're the type of RV that gives your dog a lot of exercise, then that dog would be okay. So a lot of it is getting the right dog for the right person. If you're a couch potato, you don't want to get one of those dogs that has to have a lot of attention and exercise. So that's the first thing you want to consider. And the second thing is you can train your dog to be calmer, and obedience training is always a plus no matter where you're at and who you are with your animals. Teaching them house manners, simple obedience.
Is that something that people can do on their own, or is it always best to go seek the help of a professional dog trainer?
They give you a lot of options these days. So there are videos that you can purchase. There's a lot of free information on the YouTube. The only problem is there's a lot of different styles of training, and some styles work for some people and some styles don't work for some people. So you need a little guidance. If you can get guidance from somebody that knows what they're doing, you can go on YouTube and get pretty much all you need. But if you don't, then you're kind of just throwing darts into the air. A lot of the styles and information you get might not work for you.
Is there anything that can be done when you have a yippy dog that sees somebody walking past an RV and just feels the need to bark and bark and bark and bark and bark?
You mean your dog in the RV kind of yapping at people coming by?
Yes, exactly.
There's a couple things you can do. One of the old favorites is a can of coins. You can toss it at the dog when he's barking and say, no barking. You don't have to hit the dog. You just throw it in his direction, and it usually works. I've done it with thousands and thousands of dogs, and I would say 95% of them it works.
Really?
It startles them, and you need to say the word no, and you need to say it loud and firm, because they associate that word no with the action that happened. and they don't want it to happen again. So they'll probably only give you a bark or two, but they're not going to be a chronic barker. I don't expect dogs to not ever bark. That's how they talk. That's how they communicate. But I only want them to give me a couple of barks.
Right. Like so, there's somebody
when
here.
When the person's gone, mm-hmm. and when somebody's gone, then they stop barking. And you can do that with that technique I've told you.
Super. So you said that the best dogs for an RV are those that don't require a lot of energy. And you mentioned like black labs and things like that. Are there some dog breeds that are ideal for RV travel, do you think?
The little terriers are usually pretty good for that. The Yorkies, even though they're a working breed, they can be pretty good for that. A lot of the smaller dogs are usually pretty good, but you know, again, you should always get some obedience training for them so they know who's leader and they really respect the rules, because you know, otherwise they just resort to their instincts, and their instincts are always protection, bark, you know, nipping. A lot of dogs are kind of bitey, so mm-hmm. you have to teach them all that stuff.
Okay, and it is possible to teach them.
Yeah,
the absolutely. Dogs want to learn.
They do. They want to please. But if they don't have any leadership or direction, they always resort to their instincts.
Okay. So what gave you the idea to start a mobile business to do this kind of training? What prompted you to do that?
Not really sure. I'm a person that once I do something, I like to do it to the best of my ability. So I'm always thinking and observing and trying to grow my business or do the best I can at what I do. So it's just kind of a natural fit. I love traveling. I love RVing. So for me, it was perfect. I can travel and still enjoy my dogs and make money on the road. You know, I'm at a very limited income right now in my life because I spent my life savings on doctors when I was sick for that period of time. So I'm basically living, you know, paycheck to paycheck. So I need to make income. So this gives me a chance to do something with my life, explore and see the beautiful country and make money at the same time.
That's great. And you're just waiting for COVID to end before you really start out doing more of these types of sessions and training away from your home base?
Absolutely.
Super. Well, hopefully that'll happen here in 2021.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it will. Not sure when, but it should at some point.
If people wanted more information about the kinds of services that you offer, how could they get it?
Well, I have a Facebook page. I have a website and a YouTube channel. My website is my company name, which is OCK-9services.com.
OCK?
And,
or Ocean County?
OCK-9services.
Super.com. And Facebook, same name?
Yep, just use that name and put in Facebook with it or YouTube with it, and I'd pop right up. And it's pretty extensive. I've had a lot of compliments about my website. I got video reviews on there from clients, and plus I have a lot of training videos on there.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate the time, Dan. I wish you the best of luck in 2021. Hope this COVID thing ends so that you can get out and pursue your travel dream and make money helping other people help their pets.
Absolutely. So win-win.
I think Dan Ross is really onto something in the way that he trains animals to be less aggressive. Just like humans, dogs that are neglected or abused early in life can develop problems relating to people and other animals as they get older. A lot of people rescue dogs without knowing what their background was during the animal's first 22 weeks of life, or the formative weeks in which an animal develops a view of the world as either a friendly place or one where it must aggressively assert or protect itself. Fortunately, people like Dan can bring their skills and temperament to the situation to help motivate dogs to change. I agree with him that dogs just want to make their owners happy, and when dogs and owners can communicate effectively, wonderful things can happen. Dog training is a great business to do from an RV. Like Dan noted, he can pull into an area and provide 2 to 3 hour seminar with owners and their pets to engage in some basic training skills that could make a real difference in how a dog behaves. If more specialized training is needed, again, Dan can take the RV on location so that he has all the tools he needs with him and even travel with his own pets, which he can use as examples for other dogs to follow. I also appreciated Dan's story about using an RV to overcome a medical problem by giving him a contained space that is easier to clean than a larger sticks and bricks home. Dan noted that people can watch a lot of videos on YouTube about improving dog behavior, but hiring a professional who is experienced in working with all types of dogs can go a long way towards zeroing in on effective strategies for that specific animal or specific breed. People who are interested in getting their dog trained, or organizations and businesses willing to host Dan Ross for a day or two, are encouraged to contact him at www.ock-9services.com. He also has a Facebook page by the same name. Operating a mobile dog training business is just one way you can finance your travel dreams, and the Small Business RVer School will show you how. This new course from WorkCamper is designed specifically for entrepreneurs on the move and helps you build a business you can run anytime from anywhere. The self-directed course helps you be your own boss while reducing stress and saving on taxes. Through a series of online videos and monthly calls, you are taught the steps necessary to build and manage a successful mobile business. Life is too short, so choose what you want to do, when you want to do it, by starting a business of your own. For more information, visit www.smallbizrver.com. Today's show is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvpa.com. That's all I have for this week's show. Next week, I'll talk to a couple who have been RVing since 1994 and full-time since 2016. It'll be a fun show. We'll have it for you next week on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.